From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The FBI director speaks out on the California shooting investigation. The director of the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation said Wednesday that the American-born man and his Pakistani wife, who gunned down 14 people in California, made a commitment 2 years ago to launch an attack even before they met each other in person. FBI Chief James Comey said today in New York that investigators have determined that in late 2013, Syed Rizwan Farooq and his future wife, Tashfeen Malik, carried on conversations, directed private messages on the internet, sharing their joint commitment to jihad and martyrdom. He says, however,
we still see in San Bernardino no indication of direct contact with foreign terrorist organization, and obviously that would include any direction from foreign terrorist organization. We still have not seen evidence, although we constantly look for it and are still working on it, that they are part of an organized cell of some sort. Or that there were other parts to this plan.
Questions, he says, continue to loom large.
But one of the things we're trying to understand is, so where were they for 4 hours after the attack? And what else, if anything, were they planning to do? And was there anybody who helped them or assisted them or supported them in some way?
Also, he disparaged widespread news accounts that Malik's intentions were posted vividly on social media.
Those communications are direct private messages. So far in this investigation, we have found no evidence of posting on social media by either of them at that period of time and thereafter reflecting their commitment to jihad or to martyrdom. I've seen some reporting on that, and that's a garble, right? The investigation continues, but we have not found that kind of thing.
This is VOA News. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani says he expects sanctions on Iran to be lifted in the coming weeks after the UN nuclear agency ended its probe into allegations Iran once worked to develop nuclear weapons. In a televised address on Wednesday, he said, "I tell the great Iranian nation that God willing, the sanctions will be lifted in January and the government will fulfill one of its election promises. The chains of sanctions will be removed from the feet of Iran's economy and the path will be more open for more interaction with the world." On Tuesday, the International Atomic Energy Agency unanimously approved a resolution to close its more than a decade-old investigation into Iran's nuclear work. But on the same day, United Nations experts concluded that Iran violated a UN resolution when it fired a ballistic missile in October. During his visit to Turkey this week, U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter pressed Ankara to do more to control a 98-kilometer strip along its border with Syria. As Jorian Jones reports for VOA from Istanbul, while Ankara is starting to take steps, questions remain over its commitment to crack down on Islamic State.
Secretary Carter said Turkey has an enormous role to play and that controlling its border is the most important contribution it can make in the war against IS. Ankara has faced strong pressure from its allies to seal the frontier that borders Syrian territory under IS control. Earlier this month, Ankara declared the region under emergency rule, a move Semih Diz, a political columnist with Cumhuriyet newspaper, says signals that international pressure is working.
It is a change of policy because, you know, there's a lot of pressure from the West, from America, from its closest allies. This border must be sealed and, you know, sort of Turkey sees that it has no other option but to do so.
Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Such concerns, observers say, can only add to the debate among Turkey's Western allies over whether, when it comes to the Islamic State, Ankara is part of the solution or part of the problem. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. The U.S. Defense Department said Tuesday that security in Afghanistan has been deteriorating over recent months. The Pentagon Tuesday said Afghan casualties increased 27% from January to mid-November this year compared to 2014. It said while Kabul's forces have demonstrated a will to fight, the country's security is fragile in some regions and deteriorating in others. And the human rights chief warned Tuesday that Burundi is moving closer to civil war. A spokesman said that he is deeply alarmed by fighting in the capital of Bujumbura last week that left nearly 90 people dead. Violence has increased since the April decision by President Nkurunziza to seek a controversial third term. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.